Well, we're joined now by Diane Hills, who is the executive director of My Brother's Table in Lynn, and that is one of the most fantastic organizations here on the North Shore. Diane, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you.
Let's get right to it. First of all, a quick overview of My Brother's Table, because it is one of the terrific resources of one of the things you have in your mission statement is love, just plain old love. But tell me a little bit about the organization.
Sure. We're a soup kitchen, so we've been in operation since 1982. We serve free meals to anybody who wants to partake of a meal. We're a hospitality-based charity, which is a little different than some charities, in that we welcome anybody who wants to come here for any reason. We don't have rules around, you know, like what your income level has to be or where you live or who you are or, you know, anything like that. So anybody who comes is welcome to share a meal with us. And we are open 365 days a year, whether it's sunny or cold or blizzarding or hurricaning or, in this case, whether it's a pandemic outside,
wow,
we're still open. It's a little bit different now because of the pandemic. We usually have a dining room that's kind of bustling, and we have a cafeteria line, and people go through and get their meals, and they can sit down and have a nice conversation with someone. Because of the pandemic, we've had to close our dining room to dining, so everything is to go. So we package up lunches, which are sandwiches, snacks, drinks, fruit, and a cup of soup to go. We do that for the early part of the day, and then we switch over to a hot meal that's to go in the evening times. And we're also open on the weekends. So Monday through Friday, we're open 12 to 6 continuously, so people can come in, you know, as many times as they need to between 12 and 6. And then on the weekends, it's 2 to 4:30. And another thing that's a little different now is that people can pick up for other people. They don't need any kind of doctor's note or anything. So, you know, folks are picking up for their neighbors or family members who are maybe can't get out or are reluctant to get out or aren't feeling well. So, I will say our dining room went from being a very cozy place to sit down and eat a meal to now it's this crazy production center with paper bags everywhere and juice boxes and
cool,
all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
and it'll get back to its original purpose soon. And
someday. Yep.
The mission. I finally got the. They said the mission of My Brother's Table is to nourish our community every day through hospitality, free meals, and unconditional love. I mean, that's an incredible statement to put yourself out there and the staff out there in that way. But you guys, before we get to maybe how COVID has affected us, tell me a little bit about the staff and how it's holding up over these times.
Sure. So things are, you know, they're different, like I'm sure for everybody. We are really limited to how many staff we actually have in the building. So I have a full-time person who's working remotely, another part-time person who works here sometimes and then is working remotely the rest of the time. So in the office most days, you'll probably find me and I have a couple board members who volunteer once in a while. And one of my volunteers is a board member, Mary Magner. She comes in twice a week and works her two full days, so that's been super helpful. And then in the kitchen, we have our chef, and then we have some volunteers that also help prepare the meals. And then we have a few volunteers who help out in the dining room, and they package all the meals to go. So, and then we have door person staff, so they're the folks that kind of coordinate the meal while it's happening. And those folks are all still working. So our door people, our chef, and myself, we've worked every day since the pandemic started.
Oh, my goodness, yep.
And then some of the other folks are working every day as well, and they're doing that remotely to kind of cut down on how many people are in the building.
And again, My Brother's Table is in Lynn, located at 98 Willow Street. But Diane, you guys have just put so much stuff out there over the weeks, the months, the years, and so on. Tell me a little bit, please, about how things maybe have changed in terms of who you're serving right now, who you're taking care of.
So it is really different. I'll just give you a little example. Last year was our busiest year ever, and we served, for the entire year, we served roughly about 205,000 meals. This year, just through October 31st, we've already served roughly 600,000 meals.
Good heavens.
So it's been crazy busy. Like, you know, last month we had a full month for us, October. I think in 2019 we served, you know, between 16 and 17,000 meals, and then this year we served almost 90,000 meals in 1 month. So,
oh, my word.
We've definitely seen a huge increase, and you know, a lot of what we see are folks who, you know, that were already coming here, but then we see a lot of folks who have lost their jobs. A lot of our folks do a lot of the day labor kind of work, and work that's you know, in the food industry and other places that have been really hard hit by COVID. So those folks are out of work. A lot of people, you know, numbers really started ramping up after the supplemental benefit to unemployment went away. We, you know, we're seeing families and, you know, just if you think of anybody, that we probably had that kind of person come here to get a meal because, you know, I think this particular event has really kind of hit all sectors of the economy. And of course, particularly people who are low income are hit the hardest. They're usually, you know, our folks are usually the last hired and first fired, and they work in risky jobs. So we've really seen that need just kind of just explode. Obviously, I've never seen anything like it before.
No. Well, you know what? In this kind of interview, I was going to ask you, you know, about how people can avail themselves to the services, but it sounds like that's getting out there. And I think more importantly is, what's the best way to help you guys help them?
So, obviously, you know, fundraising is always an issue for us. We had to cancel all of our fundraisers since March, so if anybody wants to make a donation, it's super easy to do it from our website. We also could use, we're actually doing a collection for Christmas. Typically, we give people new sweaters and sweatshirts and things like that for Christmas. We can't really do that this year because we have to cut down on having a crowd or a line. So we're collecting $20 gift cards for local stores that we want to give out to folks on Christmas Day. So if anybody's interested in donating those, that would be helpful as well. We are using volunteers. We don't have as many as we used to. We try to keep everybody socially distant in the dining room and kitchen. So if there's folks that want to come down and help us package meals to go, we certainly would like that help as well. So there's also folks who will bake for us. So if anybody's a baker and they want to make some desserts and individually package them and drop them off, those are very popular here. So we'd welcome things like that. And they can always call the office and we can talk to them if there's some idea that people have that they would like to try and we can have a conversation.
Wow. All right. I'm going to, obviously I'll you know, link to all this stuff. And in terms of those in need, Diane, I hesitate to ask this question, but, it doesn't sound like you're turning anybody away, so it sounds like the door is open, and if people know someone who really needs some help, they can go to My Brother's Table?
Oh, yeah, more the merrier. You know, for us, everything is, you know, we have fixed costs, you know, the cost of the rent and lights and all that stuff. And, you know, the difference for us from making, you know, 100 meals to 200 meals, it might be a big deal at home, but it's not here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
yeah. Anybody's welcome to come. No one should hesitate or feel bad about coming. You know, we're here, like I said, all day long, 12 to 6, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4:30 on the weekends. And they don't have to, you know, worry, like, am I worthy? Should I go? Like,
right.
If you're hungry and you want something delicious to eat, just come here.
Oh, my God.
We'd love to see you.
The, I guess, final question I have is, you know, this, we've lost all the holidays from March to now, and we're going to have a difficult time, obviously. But Thanksgiving is coming up and then Christmas. But is there any special deal or special program or anything with Thanksgiving in terms of My Brother's Table?
Yeah, sure. So we'll be doing a traditional Thanksgiving meal with all the fixings, and that's from 12 to 6. So, you know, it's cooked. It's a hot meal. People can swing by and pick up. Even if you know, like, someone in your neighborhood that, you know, maybe wouldn't come here or can't come here, and would like a nice hot Thanksgiving dinner, they're welcome to come down anytime between 12 and 6 and pick up a meal to go.
All right, and so if somebody wants to buy a Thanksgiving dinner, the best way to do it is with the $20 gift card. Is that the idea?
Yep, $20 gift cards. They're a lot easier for us to sort of maneuver and store than turkeys.
Yeah, right.
and we're just moving so much food here, we just don't have the space, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super helpful. And then if someone just wants to make a regular donation using a credit card or debit card, do it online or send us a check. We're not picky about how we take people's money.
As Yogi say, as Yogi would say, cash is as good as money, right?
So, that's right.
There you go. Diane, this has been so enlightening, and thank you so much for taking the time. Is there anything else that you want to mention?
No, I just want to just kind of give a little shout out to all the folks who have been helping us through this time. I know the pandemic's been really rough on many, many, many people, and you know, we've lost some of our guests here, and it's, you know, it's been hard for everybody, but I will say the one sort of bright light in all this has been just the sheer kindness and generosity of this community. People have been really great.